The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So I want to officially welcome everybody here on Facebook Live, on YouTube, and all you guys on podcast as well. Again, this is End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to this special prophetic update. Tonight, we're going to be talking about three topics. These are three topics that have been doing their rounds. These are hot topics. They've circulated over the weekend that I figured were worthy to talk about. We're going to talk about another great general of the faith has passed and went on to be with the Lord this weekend. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. We're going to talk about a possible prophecy or a warning from an individual who's warning about what we possibly could be seeing with this impeachment thing going on. We're also going to talk about the recent bomb cyclone, this unusual event, historic event that took place on the West Coast, and how a modern day, who many consider to be a modern day prophet, warned about all the way back, and I believe it was in 2011. So without further ado, let's get started on this thing. Recently, let's start with Reinhard Bonnke. This past weekend, the news broke in charismatic Pentecostal circles, even nominal churches and nominal circles received the report on Saturday that legend, and I call him he was a legend in the faith, okay? Reinhard Bonnke, founder and evangelist of Christ for All Nations. He was a German Pentecostal, held some of the largest crusades ever. In fact, he was they labeled him as the Billy Graham of Africa. He died or passed away or went on to be with the Lord, however you want to term that, on Saturday at age 79. And I'm going to give you a quote from Christianity Today. Again, this is a quote from Christianity Today. Quote, German evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, whose record-setting crusades led him to be nicknamed the Billy Graham of Africa, died Saturday at age 79. His ministry, Christ for All Nations, claims that more than 79 million people came to Christ as a result of Bonnke's career, which spanned from 1967 until his retirement in 2017. According to reports, the Pentecostal evangelist preached a prayerful message of Christ's transforming power while also boasting miracles and healings. I had the luxury, I never got to actually be in any of his crusades, but I remember seeing them when a lot of these were streamed live on God TV and different networks, and it was profound. And some of these meetings, in fact, even Christianity Today reported that one of Bonnke's largest in-person events were an estimated now think about this amount of people, guys, 1.6 million people gathered on a single night to hear him preach, and that was in Lagos, Nigeria. His ministry, which called him one of the continent's most recognizable religious figures, or what he was noted as, historians have said that no Western evangelist spent as much time in sub-Saharan Africa as Bonnke. This man loved Africa. He had a heart for Africa. It reminds me a lot of John G. Lake. John G. Lake had a heart for Africa. He went there also as a missionary. So this was a great loss to the body of Christ, but it was a great gain to heaven. I talked about this weekend to several people in person, and we talked about this a little bit on and just in conversation. I can't even imagine what it was like when this man stepped into glory, went through the gates, was welcomed into heaven by the angels of the Lord. And when he stood there, what kind of applause this man get? Just think about the souls that this man has won to the Lord, that has already went on to be with the Lord. And they're already there, and they were awaiting this man and his arrival when he stepped into the gates, when he stepped into heaven. And what kind of welcoming party this man actually seen and experienced when he came through, when he went into heaven and to the glory of God. Well done. I believe that's, you know, what we can leave this with tonight. It's sad on our part, but it's a great victory. Well done, good and faithful servant. He finished his course. He finished his race. We, Africa, will miss him sorely on this side of heaven. Many will miss him on this side of heaven, but what a day it will be when many others who he has led personally, or they've impacted, he has impacted with his ministry, when they meet him face to face when that day comes. So again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about three topics tonight. We just discussed the passing of a great general of the faith, Reinhard Bonnke, as he went on to be with the Lord at age 79 this past weekend. Now, if you didn't see the news, a very unusual event took place on the West Coast recently. This was called a bomb cyclone. This event was so rare and so unusual, and I'm going to give you this. This is a quote from CNN. The quote, "The bomb cyclone that pounded the West Coast last week brought with it some of the tallest recorded waves ever documented off the California coast. A monstrous 75-foot wave was recorded about 20 miles off the coast of Cape Bendocino, I believe that's how you pronounce it, in Northern California. Now listen, if I slaughtered that, that's one of my weaknesses, is pronouncing some of these cities, these names, and these places. And so you're just going to have to bear with me in my folly. But nevertheless, it was recorded 20 miles off Northern California. According to the University of California, San Diego's Coastal Data Information Program, in the 15 years the program has operated a station at location, the significant wave height, or the average height of the tallest third of waves that occur over 30 minutes, typically doesn't exceed 10 feet tall during the winter. However, this 75-footer was the tallest of the waves recorded in that period, which averaged around 43 feet tall. And it went on to say, quote, "Still, that's definitely unusual for this time of year," according to program manager James Behrens, who told CNN, quote, "These kinds of really large waves are usually only detected way out in the middle of the ocean when winds are being generated." And he went on to say that this bomb cyclone brought a dynamic effect and generated again some of the largest waves ever recorded off the California coast. Now, why are we talking about this? Well, Michael Snyder, he's an author, speaker. He has a website called themostimportantnews.com, economiccollapse.com. And he's got another one that I can't think of right off the top of my head, but he's got several websites. He did a whole, he did a good job on putting this information together, and he recalled a 2011 prophecy, and I want to talk about that tonight. Back in 2011, the late John Paul Jackson, he went on to be with the Lord several years ago, but many deem him as a legitimate prophet in his time. But in 2011, when he was still alive, he warned that a, quote, "major storm would come to California before he called it the great earthquake that would radically change the geography of the state happens." Let me say that one more time. If you're listening by podcast, and if you're watching by Facebook or YouTube, the late John Paul Jackson in 2011, when he was still alive, he prophesied, or the Lord had shown him, according to Jackson, that a major storm would be a precursor to what he called the great, or the, I guess it would be what seismologists have warned, scientists have warned, experts have warned, even other prophetic people has warned of this, of the big one that would hit the West Coast, howbeit California. He said one of the precursors that would come prior to the big one striking would be a, in his terms, a major storm that would strike California. he went on to say that, and I'm going to read the exact quote in just a second, okay? But right now I'm just quoting from, again, this. You can find this on TMIN or themostimportantnews.com. We also, we shared this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com as well. He said that it would be a, quote, hurricane of incredible force, talking about this storm that would hit as a precursor to this mega quake that would hit California. Or it is a storm of incredible force, and that the storm would represent a, quote, sign that God will give to let people know that the big one is coming. Up until now, and this is Michael Snyder saying this, quote, up until now we have not seen the sort of storm that John Paul Jackson has warned about. And of course, we have not seen, quote, the big one yet either. But now a bomb cyclone has just struck California and is being reported that it could, quote, rival some of the most intense storms on record for that part of the country. Well, this was written prior to that piece I just shared with you by CNN again. And we know that it did produce some of the largest waves that was ever recorded on the West Coast. And as you will see, and he goes on to say, one meteorologist even said that California is getting their version of a hurricane landfall with this storm. Now, I want to scroll down here. Now, I want to give you the exact quote. This is from 2011. By the way, you can go to YouTube and just look. You can type in John Paul Jackson, West Coast storm precedes earthquake. And I can't play, I wish I could play the video on here, or at least the audio clip. But again, all these ridiculous copyright infringement laws and regulations and all this, and they'll cut our feed, our entire Facebook feed will be cut off because they won't let you do this. So because of these copyright claims, I cannot play the video or even the audio clip. So what I can do is give you, I want to give you this quote. I want to give it to you here, the transcript of what he said. Quote, now again, this is from 2011, John Paul Jackson. Quote, there is an earthquake that has been predicted to devastate California, meaning skyscrapers are going to fall, that the shape of the U.S. will change after the earthquake. That won't happen until after there's a storm, and major storm is going to come to California. It is either a hurricane of incredible force, or it is a storm of incredible force. But a great, great hurricane, our incredible force is going, this is what he said, our incredible force is going to come to California, and the earthquake that destroys California will not happen until after that takes place. So there's a way of saying, okay, I have time, but that doesn't mean it won't be an earthquake tomorrow. 7.5, you know, or next week or 2 weeks from now, you have some magnitude. I'm talking to one that changes the shape of California, where you don't want to live in California, anywhere in California, but that happens, or perhaps even the most of the West Coast. I don't know why there's so many typos in this, where an inland ocean is formed and Baja becomes an island, and the mouth of the inland ocean forms between San Diego and Los Angeles. That is not going to happen before that storm comes. Again, this is a quote from John Paul Jackson, 2011. That will be a sign that God will give this, that this is going to give the people. Don't worry about the big one. This will happen, and it will happen first. So, now here's the question we have to ask ourselves. A, is John Paul Jackson legit? I don't know. Honestly, I never studied him much. I never sat under him much. I do respect the man because of some of the videos I did listen to him and some of the prophecies I did hear of him. He did nail it in a lot of these things. And I don't have time. I could pull up some of these and read a lot of them, but for sake of time, I don't want to do that. But you can research this yourself. You can do your own homework. So again, this is going to be a differential of opinions, and I'll leave that up to you. Okay, so number one, was John Paul Jackson legit? Was he a legit prophet? Is his credible? Can what he says, was he a David Wilkerson of his day? Can what he says be taken to the bank? I don't know. That's where you're going to have to decide that. And then B, the most obvious question is, and that is this, was this bomb cyclone that just struck the West Coast, affecting California, generating the largest waves ever recorded there. Was this the storm that John Paul Jackson saw in 2011 that will precede the quote-unquote big one that will be much larger than the Ridgecrest earthquake that took place over the summer, over July 4th weekend? That was what, a 7 point whatever magnitude, followed by hundreds of thousands of smaller aftershocks, and then 5.1s and 5.3s and 6.0s. And is this the storm that John Paul Jackson saw that would precede an earthquake that would be so large, according to Jackson, that it would change the geography of California? And this would be the one that everybody for years now has been warning and warning and warning and sounding the alarm and blowing the trumpet and blowing the shofar, and the watchmen have been warning of this. I mean, people from William Brannan to David Wilkerson to John Paul Jackson to and the list goes on that has warned about these earthquakes. And speaking of earthquakes, let me pull this up because this came up today. I want to pull this up because this made me think about this. And I'm pulling this up from our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. But a new report came out. This came from Express. This is a UK affiliate. And they said, according to research, experts now believe two of North America's most notorious earthquake zones could be actually linked together. And I'm going to give you a quote here. A controversial study argues quakes made a 1-2 punch off the U.S. West Coast at least 8 times in the past 3,000 years. A quake hit the Cascadia Fault off the North California coast, triggering a second quake on the San Andreas Fault just to the south. In some cases, the delay between the quakes may have been decades long. In other words, the study suggests the Cascadia Fault, capable of unleashing a magnitude 9 earthquake. Now that right there, my friends, could be exactly what John Paul Jackson saw in 2011 that would again come after this storm. Anyway, the Cascadia Fault, by experts say, that is capable of unleashing a magnitude 9 earthquake at any time, could trigger earthquakes on the northern San Andreas Fault running beneath San Francisco. So again, this is a new report. We just posted this today. If you've not seen this today, you can go to our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and you'll see this information. So I want to move. So we've talked about Bonnke. We've talked about this John Paul Jackson prophecy in 2011. Now I want to move on to our third topic. I wanted to save this one for last because I think this was going to be, I believe this one's very intriguing. To say the least. A self-proclaimed prophet, and many have called this man a prophet. Again, I don't know much about this man, so I cannot give you much personal opinion on this. But a man by the name of Sadhu Sundar Salvaraj, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. He was a devout Hindu. Let me give you a little bit of his background, and then we'll talk about a prophecy that he allegedly gave that could, and I say could, have some correlation with what we're seeing in the White House, what we're seeing going on with Donald Trump, with the impeachment, and so on and so forth. Sundar, who was a devout Hindu, was raised a devout Hindu, in 1978 attended a religious scientific lecture at a public auditorium. The distinguished speaker was speaking on the subject of evolution. Young Sundar had great fascination for science and was planning on becoming a neurosurgeon. After speaking for a half an hour on evolution, the speaker then compared the science of evolution to the science of creation by God. Although science was of interest to Sundar, he did not enjoy hearing about Jesus Christ. The speaker said that because of God's great love for man, he came down to earth as a man to die for the sins of the whole world. And only by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ could an individual be set free from sin and the cycle of death. After this message, according to Sundar's own testament here, his own testimony, the speaker gave an invitation to those who wished to receive Christ as their Savior to come forward to the stage. Though Sundar felt an urge to go forward, being that he was a strict Hindu, he rebelled or he resisted the nudge of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, deep within him, he heard a clear and audible voice speak to him, saying, and the voice said, quote, "This is the true God. Go and follow him." Sundar was astonished to hear the voice beckoning him to go forward and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Thus, he ignored the voice, but he said in his own testimony, it was like an auto reverse cassette player. The voice continued to repeat, "This is the true God. Go and follow him." Sundar then experienced another supernatural experience where he allegedly said that the chair on which he was sitting began to shake. As though the chair was prompting him to get up out of the chair and go forward and give your heart to the Lord. Eventually, Sundar stopped resisting, joined 50 other individuals who came forward to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking upward, Sundar said, quote, "Jesus, if you are the true God, please help me be set free from the cycle of rebirth." Again, that's what he said. He then repeated after the speaker, "Lord Jesus, come into my life." As soon as he said these words, he least expected another supernatural experience. He felt someone pouring what he said to be like oil upon his head, and it dropped on his head and began to flow downwards all over him. As the oil flowed down over him, he felt a cleansing take place inside of his heart, like though all his sins and filthy nature was being washed and cleansed. So this was his salvation experience. Now that we got that out of the way, and you know who this man is, in August of 2017, Sundar gave a ominous, what he called a prophetic warning about President Trump while speaking at the Gathering Church in Moravian Falls, North Carolina. This is what I'm just going to give you what he said. Quote, again, this is from Sundar. Quote, "The Lord," and this is back in 2017. "The Lord spoke to me about this nation." Quote, "What you need is not a revival. What you need is to put your house in order." Quote, "When Mr. Donald Trump was elected president of the United States, the Lord spoke and said," quote, "his election is a sign that I'm giving you 4 years of grace." Now I want to stop right here. Other prophetic ministers, even I believe it was Jonathan Cahn, said that the Lord showed him that Trump was a reprieve to the nation, a reprieve to America. It's the same concept, but different terminology. I just wanted to throw that out there. Not just Jonathan Cahn, not just Sundar, but there's other ministers that have said this claim again as well. Quote, "Last chance grace, 4 years to put your house in order, 4 years to get your act right." Quote, "For 4 years to put your life right, 4 years to restore all things back together in its right place, 4 years to get rid of all the leaven from your midst, 4 years for the bride to get ready. You have 4 good years. And by the way, we're coming up on the fourth and final year in 2020. Quote, "If you make good of these 4 years, then you will have many more good years to come. If you fail in putting your house in order in these 4 years, then great tribulation and great captivity will come." Now listen to the, now it gets deep. Ready? Quote, "I saw the Lord Jesus in the heavens and he was telling me," quote, "tell the people to pray for their president very much because there is danger for his life and for his presidency. If he fails to complete his term, you see, heaven has determined 4 years of grace. It has been apportioned for you. If he does not complete his term, that means the time of grace is aborted. If the time of grace is aborted, you go into your captivity. When his presidency is aborted, the church in the U.S. will be held accountable before God. God will hold you accountable for all the mess that will come upon this nation as a result of the abortion. Quote, before this nation is judged for sins, God gives you one last opportunity for grace. You don't want to mess that up, so you want to pray much. Quote, first put your house in order, put your church in order, remove all the leaven from your midst. Now, again, I just want to recap something here real quick. Again, according to what this man said, and many deem this man to be a legitimate prophet. Again, I ain't saying here they are. This is not my opinion, okay? I'm only giving you what this man said. You could take it, leave it, whatever you want to do with it. I'd advise you to pray over it. It's what I would advise. According to this individual, according to Sundar, Trump has been given to this nation as a reprieve for 4 years. Again, 2020 will be the fourth year. But if he fails to finish out his 4 years, and I'm not going to speculate on how that could happen, but I will say this, if he's impeached and it's successful in his impeachment, then hello, he will not finish his fourth term and it will be prematurely. And according to this man, then this time of grace shall be aborted. And if we see this, he said, this will be a sign that America and Americans are about to go into captivity. Now, again, you can take that and do what you want with it, but I'd advise you, knowing what I know and knowing the common thread of other ministers, other prophets, other seers, other people who have given urgent warnings, dreams, visions, I would not take this with a grain of salt. I would at least, I would pray over this. I'd intercede over this. And the only thing you can do at that point is put it in God's hands. Having done all, stand therefore. Again, I want to tell you what he said here. He said, remember down here, he says, we tell the people to pray for their president, for this is the president I have given them. Here's the thing, guys, and I don't want to get into the whole dynamics of this. Whether you like him, you don't like him, you hate him, you love him, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, whatever you want to say here. One thing is for sure, the Bible says we have been commanded as believers to pray for all those of authority. It didn't say pray for only those of a Democratic authority or those of a Republican authority or those that are independent. No, it says pray for all that are in authority. That means the good, the bad, the ugly, the wicked, and the righteous. If they're in a place of authority, we as believers are commanded to pray for them, to intercede for them. Why? Because it's a commandment. That's why. So this is not a Republican thing, a Democratic thing, an independent thing. This is not a political thing. I believe, again, this thing is wrapping up, guys. I remember, you know, when I started this series on Awakenings of Revival, we had one individual, she commented, and she emphatically says that the age of grace is over. The church age has come to an end. It's closed. It's over. I disagree with that. I don't believe that's true. And I don't want to get into, I could talk about five different reasons why I don't believe that the church age is over. I believe that the church age is still in effect. I believe we're still in it. And one of the main reasons is because we're still here. The church is still here. And that's why I believe the church age has not come to an end. Okay. Secondly, if the church age has not come to an end and it's not closed, then friends, listen to me. There's still hope. There is still hope. So we can still pray. We can still intercede. We can still travail. and we can still stand in the gap, and we can still lay claim and lay hold of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray from their turn and pray and turn from their sins and their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, and then shall I heal their land. Listen, there was people saying it was over under Obama. And then when he won another 4 years and went 8 years, people said it was over. This is the end of the end. But guess what? It wasn't the end of the end. And God raised up another individual that many claim to be the reprieve. So come on, guys. I'm trying to give you a redemptive hope. Don't stop praying. Don't stop travailing. Don't stop interceding. Whether you're on the West Coast, and this was a precursor to this storm was a precursor for you to get your house in order and to get ready, because something catastrophic is about to happen in the way of a seismic event like a mega quake. Or if we are closing in on something that could cause our president, our current president of the United States, not to finish his 4-year term. And what this man is saying would be an abortion or an aborted term. He aborted his term, meaning that the time of grace has been lifted and we go into captivity. Guys, what you know what we pull from all of this? And that is this, that I believe we're in the time of the end. Darkness is getting darker. Evil is getting more evil. Wicked is getting more wicked. Immorality is becoming even more immoral. It's getting worse. Paul told Timothy in the last days, perilous times would come. And we're in it. So what do? How do we respond? We keep praying. We keep interceding. We keep travailing. We keep doing what we're doing. We're staying on the fire lines and we're doing what we're doing. So again, this is not a political endorsement of anybody. Listen, that's between you and God. Legally, I cannot stand up here and tell you what to do politically, and I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to tell you this, that it's time as the church to begin to pray like never before. It's not time for us to sit back, be relaxed, be lackadaisical and complacent and sitting on our blessed assurance and not doing anything. That's what got us in this trouble, and that's what got us in the problems in the first place, was that attitude. So it's time for the ecclesia, the church, to get up out of her complacency, get up out of her comfortability, get up out of her slumber, trim those wicks, put that oil back in that lamp, put the fire back in it, and get on the wall and come on, start sounding that shofar, sounding the alarm, and doing what we're called to do. So again, I want to thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Again, this is End Time Headlines. You can find us at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You guys on Facebook Live, you're going to see all that information right there below under where the link where it says support and follow us. If you'd like to subscribe to our daily digest, you can do that. There's going to be a link for that. You guys listening by podcast, watching this by YouTube, they're all at the end of this message. You're going to see all that information come up there where you can go to our main website and do all that as well. Listen, we are a partnered, supported ministry. We do what we do based on the support and the partnership of our supporters. We don't charge for subscription fees. We don't charge for CDs. We don't charge for these messages, DVDs. We don't do merchandise. We don't sell t-shirts and we don't do any of that. Everything is free for you guys. The app that we're getting ready to release and launch, all that's going to be free as well. There's no charge for the app. All we ask is that you pray, and if the Lord puts it on your heart and places it on your heart to partner with our ministry and to be a part of this ministry and help us run and do what we're doing and being a voice crying in the wilderness in these last days, then by all means, be obedient to that to the Holy Spirit and do what God has called you to do to help support End Time Headlines. So we love you guys. God bless you. We're going to take off tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll be back on here Thursday, and we will probably do our third installment or our third segment on as we continue our series on revival and awakening. Remember, don't forget to share this. Share the link on YouTube, share the podcast, and share this on Facebook Live as well when all that is completely done and it's uploaded. And by the time you see this on YouTube and podcast, it's already done. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.